Chazar is saying, "Neshav Berachas Kashagim Vem Yehudim Sechad Beya Daf Chav Gimel." Frak the Gemara: may one smoke fruits in the smoke of burning of some on Yom Tov? Rabbi Yehuda Abba, name of Rav, said it's also because this is food only fit for the extremely wealthy, and is thus not mutter to do when faced with an av malacha. Shmuel says it's mutter; the food is consumable by all, even though it's not typically available for common people. Rav Huna explained, Rav said it's also because the person extinguishes the coal when he puts the besamim on them. Rav Nachman asked, why you say it's also because he's burning the besamim? Rav Huna said, at first he extinguishes and then he burns. Rav Yehuda said, according to Rav, it would only be also when putting the besamim on coals, but it would not be usur to put the besom on hot earthenware. Rabbi said even that would be usur, although only the Rabbanon, because he's creating a fragrance. Rabbi and Rav Yosef both said that turning over a nice smelling cup onto silk clothing on Yom Tov is usur, because that's considered to be creating a fragrance in the clothing. Why is this different than rolling besom in between one's fingers to bring about the smell of the besom, or than chopping off the dried out end of a piece of besom to bring out a stronger smell? In those cases, he's making an existing fragrance stronger. In the case of the clothing, he's creating a smell in the clothing. Rava said one may burn besamim on hot coals even to smoke fruit, just like one may roast meat over coals. Rav Gavia Mibe Kasil said ketura is mutter. Amemah asked, what's ketura? If it refers to pressing clothing, that should be usur, because that's like a skilled process that has to be done. If it refers to burning some of the smoke fruit, that should be usur, because it extinguishes the coals. Ravashi said it refers to the smoking of the fruit, and it's mutter, because just like it's mutter to roast meat on coals. Another version asked, if it refers to smoking of fruit, it should be usur, since it creates a fragrance of the fruit. Ravashi said it's mutter, just like it's mutter to roast meat on coals. The Mishnah said, "V'oisin gedim ekulas." The Raisa says, "Rav Yosi said, Tudus of Rome instituted the custom that the Roman Jews eat a roasted goat with its intestines attached on the outside, just like it was done in the times of Beis HaMikdash, that they should do so on the night of the Pesach, even Lacher Chorban. The Chum told him, if you are not Tudus, such an important person, we put you in a chayim because you're causing the Yidden to eat something which seems very similar to Kodshim, and they're eating it outside the Yerushalayim." Zok the Mishnah, there were three things that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah permitted and the Chum said were usur. Number one, his cow would go out on Shabbos with a chain between its horns as a form of jewelry. Number two, he allowed brushing an animal with a metal comb which had thin teeth which can easily cause a wound on Yom Tov. And number three, he allowed grinding of pepper in the regular grinder on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda says, one may not use a metal comb because it may cause a wound, but one may use a wooden comb with thicker teeth. Chum say one may not use a metal comb or a wooden comb on an animal on Yom Tov. Lozman ben Azariah was a very wealthy man with many hundreds of thousands of cows, and yet the Mishnah makes it sound like he had just one cow. Mara says this refers actually, it was not Rabbi Elazar's cow, it was the cow of Rabbi Elazar's neighbor, and because he didn't protest her doing this, the Mishnah refers to it as his cow. The Mishnah said, "Mekarid nesabahem b'yom tov." Braisa says, "Kerud is a metal comb with small teeth, which can make a wound. Kirtzuf is a wooden comb with large teeth that does not make a wound." The three way machloikas in the Mishnah can be explained as follows: Rabbi Yehuda holds that an iser done without intent for the usur result is still usur. Therefore, using the metal comb is usur. However, he doesn't feel the need to be goyzer the wooden comb for the case of the metal comb. The Rabbanon hold that Rabbi Yehuda are also goyzer by the wooden comb, so that people shouldn't come to use a metal comb. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds like Rav Shimon that a dav shem is kavin is mutter, and since he has no intent to create a wound, he can even use the metal comb. Rav Nachman, the name of Shmuel, said we pass on the Rav Shimon because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah follows him. Rav asked Rav Nachman, why don't we pass on the Rav Yehuda since the Rabbanon follow him? Rav Nachman said, I hold like Rav Shimon for theoretical reasons, and also Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds like him. That's why he gives me two reasons to pass on like him. Zok the Mishnah, the pepper grinder's three component parts can each become tame because they're each considered to be a keli in their own right. Number one as a receptacle, number two as a metal keli, and the third part as a sifter. Zok Tamar Abraisa says the bottom part of the grinder is a receptacle because it catches the ground pepper. The middle section is a sifter because that's where it gets sifted through, and the upper section is made of metal where it does the grinding, and therefore each part is considered a keli in itself. Zuck the Mishnah, the toy wagon of a child can become Tomei Medris. It may be moved on Shabbos, but on Shabbos it may only be dragged over clothing because it would make a groove if dragged over the ground. Rabbi Yehuda says no keli may be dragged on the ground except for a wagon because a wagon only pushes the dirt down and doesn't move the dirt from its place. Zuck the Gemara, a child's wagon can become Tomei Medris because a child leans on it. It may be moved on Shabbos because it's considered to be a keli. It may not be dragged on the ground because it makes a groove and it's also like plowing. The Gemara, this follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a Dover Shein Miskavin is also. However, Rav Shimon would say it's mutter. Fact more, the end of the Mishnah brings Rabbi Yehuda, who says that one may roll a wagon on the ground. So obviously, it's not following Rabbi Yehuda. Dr. Mar, there are two Tanoim who disagree as to what Rabbi Yehuda said. Had Nalach Perek Yom Tov.